Oh, thank you. Everything is good?
Yes.
You're having a good summer so far? Yeah?
Why are the lights off?
I don't know why the lights are off. Why are the lights off? What do you see?
Because of the candles.
Because of the candles? Who do you see?
Us.
Oh, yeah, look.
Hi.
Hi. So, Mr. Carl and Mr. Bill, and they were doing something new because you know, okay, so now you have to kind of, you know what? Just get it out. Go ahead, get it out. Go ahead, wait. Do everything you want to do to everybody. Okay. Good. See, Mr. Carl, this is what happens. People are like, we don't get to see them anymore because of how we're set up now. So this was the idea, so that everyone would be able to see you. So now I want you to focus on me. Can you do that?
Yeah,
it's really hard to do, isn't it, when you see yourself up there. Yeah. Okay. So, did we hear a gospel lesson this morning? Did
yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
What did we hear?
A gospel story.
We heard a gospel story? Actually, we didn't. We heard a... But I did read you the letter that St. Paul wrote to the churches that were in Galatia a long, long, long time ago. But I'm going to tell you what today's gospel lesson is, okay? All right. So, here's the lesson. Jesus was out and about, and a Pharisee whose name was Simon, he came and he invited him to his house for dinner. Have you ever been invited to a Pharisee's house for dinner?
No.
No, you haven't?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I know. I've never been invited to a Pharisee's house for dinner.
Me neither.
Yeah. So here's what a Pharisee is. So back when Jesus was walking around the earth, okay, there were men who were called Pharisees. And these were men who loved God so much, and they kept all of the laws that God said that were to be kept. Do you know what some of the laws were? Treat people the way you want to be treated. That's one of them. What else did they do? Do you guys wash your hands before you eat?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what they would have to clean themselves all the time because, like,
they have to go to the river.
They have to go to the river to do that. So if they were like, if they touched something that was considered unclean, okay, then they had to purify themselves or make themselves clean. Yeah, unclean. So you know what something was like considered unclean? Touching a lizard. Has anybody,
yeah.
Have you ever touched a lizard
yes.
before?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I picked up one before.
Okay, so you would be considered unclean if you did that. You'd have to go and you have to do all
I'm kind
these
of
rituals.
I've caught a dragonfly that I've never...
Well, touching a lizard was one of them. You know what else you had to clean yourself if you were a Pharisee? If you touched mold that was inside your house.
Ew.
That was considered unclean, and you had to go and do all these purification things, right? Now, when we know back then, when someone went into someone's house, how were their feet? Very dirty, right? They were very dirty. They need to wash the feet. And so a lot of times the servant in the house would come and wash someone's feet. So here's the story.
Jesus was the servant.
Oh, Jesus was the servant, but not this time. Yes, yes. Jesus would wash the disciples' feet. You're absolutely right. So Jesus comes, and all of a sudden they're all eating. The Pharisee's name was Simon, okay? And, oh, by the way, Pharisees couldn't hang out with sinners. So people who weren't Jewish, they were considered sinners. So it's not how it is today. But then they were considered sinners. And so, like, they couldn't eat with sinners at all. So they couldn't eat with people who weren't Jewish or people who broke Jesus' law. So they would lay down when they ate. Did you know that? They had little tables, so they'd be lounging and laying down while they ate like this, not sitting up at tables. So in comes a woman, and she comes over to Jesus, and she's standing near him, and she's crying and crying and crying and crying. She is crying so hard. Have you ever cried so hard that, like, your tears just kind of fall off your face?
Yes.
You know what kind of crying I'm talking about? Have you ever cried like that?
Starting.
Yeah, like it's just coming down. I cried like that. I totally cried like that. Well, her tears came down and they were on Jesus' feet. Her tears started to get on the feet of Jesus. So you know what she did? She must have had long hair. Because then she bent down, and with her hair, she started to wipe away the tears.
Oh, I've heard the story before.
You've heard this story before. She started, because there was nothing else that she could use, and so she used, right, her hair. And so she was like cleaning Jesus' feet with her tears and her hair. Now, how did, and then she had ointments, all this like perfume ointment, and she put those on Jesus. She put that on Jesus' feet also. Now, how do you think the Pharisee Simon reacted to that? Like, what do you think he did?
He freaked out.
He freaked out, is right. He freaked out. He's like, are you kidding me? This is a woman who comes in here. She was a sinner, so they all knew that she was a sinner. She comes in, she's crying, 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 crying. Was she invited to the party?
No.
Have you ever crashed a party before?
Yes.
Are you always welcome when you crash a party?
Yeah.
Not always, right? Yeah, yeah, sometimes there's a reason we're not invited. And then we find out when we go to the party.
Okay.
So the tears are coming, she's wiping Jesus' feet, and Simon says, oh my gosh, Jesus, do you see what she's doing and you're letting her do this? Huh? And what do you think Jesus said? Simon, do you see her? Do you see her? She understands how much Jesus loves her and how much Jesus is forgiving her of her sin. So, he tells the story. That's what a parable is. Emma, did you know that you owe me $1,000? You owe me $1,000.
I don't.
Well, you do, because I lent you $1,000 and you owe it back. And let's see, Noah, you owe me $5. I gave you $5, so, you know, you owe me $5, okay? So you owe me $1,000, you owe me $5. So, Noah, are you going to pay me back that $5? You know what? Before you even answer, you don't have to worry about paying me back. Don't worry. You don't have to pay me back. Emma, you know you owe me that $1,000? I think it's up to $5,000 now. I think you owe me $5,000. But you know what, Emma? Don't worry about it. You don't have to pay me back. Now, which of the two of you would be happier that you didn't have to pay me back? Noah, who owes me $5,000, or Emma, Noah, who owes me $5, or Emma, who owes me $5,000?
Me.
You think you'd be happier? Why is that?
Because it's more money.
Yeah, because it's more. It's more that you owe. It's more, that's called a debt, okay? And it kind of like weighs us down. It's kind of like our sin, right? When we have all this debt. And so, yeah. And so that's what Jesus was saying. Do you see her? You see, it's like the person that owes the more money. She is a sinner. But Jesus says, I forgive her sin. And you know what's even more important? She knew that Jesus was going to forgive her sins, because that's what Jesus did. So when she came to the house, right, she was crying and crying and crying because she was such a sinner. Jesus says, because you believe in me, because you trust me, your sins are forgiven. Where does Jesus live now?
In heaven. In her heart.
In her heart. Where does Jesus live with us right now?
In our hearts.
Do we sometimes forget that?
No.
You never forget that.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Sometimes we do, right? Like when we don't listen.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Do you ever not listen to mom or dad?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes we don't listen, right?
I know
I don't listen all the time, but I remember that Jesus is in my heart. And you know what? When I don't listen, you know what Mr. Carl says to me? Mm-hmm. After he says, you're not listening to me. He says, right? He says, did you ever hear your mom and dad say that to each other? You're not listening to me. And then, or to you. Have you ever heard your mom and dad say that to
and
you?
And then you would get in trouble.
And then what do they say? Well, you do get in trouble.
You can come out of your time out now.
You can come out of your time out now. Is that the best word you've ever heard?
No.
You can come out of your time out now?
This is the best word I've ever heard.
Whoa.
I've never gotten in trouble.
Oh, well, that's good.
This is what I have.
So it's like Jesus says, you can come out of your time out. You're out of your time out.
Finally.
You're out of your timeout. And doesn't that feel like that? Finally, you're out of your timeout. Jesus is in your heart. Jesus forgives you. Jesus doesn't want us to do bad things or sin or whatever, but sometimes we can't help ourselves. And when we say we're sorry, Jesus says, I forgive you. And I'm always with you, and I'm in your heart, and I want you to always remember that. Okay? Okay, let's pray together. Oh, gracious Lord God, thank you for sending Jesus to be with us, to not only show us how to live, but also that he died and he rose again, so that our sins are forgiven and that we remember this always, and that Jesus lives in our heart and we can feel him in us. We say thank you for this. Amen. Okay.